While they may look similar upon first glance, there are many differences between bamboo versus sugar cane. Whether you would like to grow either of these two plants in your own home, or simply have an invested interest in them, we are going to discuss everything you need to know about both bamboo and sugar cane, including how they compare to one another. In this article, we will go over what bamboo and sugar cane look like in detail so that you can learn how to tell them apart. In addition, we will touch upon what both of these plants are typically used for. Finally, we will go over the locations that both bamboo and sugarcane grow best in, including how to care for them properly. Let's get started now. Comparing bamboo versus sugarcane. Key differences between bamboo versus sugarcane. There are a number of key differences between bamboo and sugarcane. For example, bamboo is a member of the Poaceae genus, while sugarcane is a member of the Saccharum genus. Additionally, bamboo grows much taller than sugarcane does, and comes in more colors, depending on the bamboo variety. Finally, sugarcane grows in fewer hardiness zones compared to the versatile bamboo. Let's discuss all these differences in more detail now. Bamboo versus sugarcane, classification. While they may look similar upon first glance, bamboo and sugarcane belong to different plant genuses. However, they both belong to the grass family of plants, which likely explains their physical similarities. You can easily tell bamboo apart from sugarcane based on their genus names, Poaceae bambusoideae and Saccharum officinarum, respectively. Bamboo versus sugarcane, description. Both sugarcane and bamboo grow on narrow stalks or trunks, with evenly dispersed rings showing their age. However, there are many more differences than similarities in the physical appearances of these plants. For example, bamboo grows much taller than sugarcane does, averaging anywhere from 50 to 90 feet, while sugarcane only grows 8 to 25 feet on average. You can also find bamboo in more colors compared to sugarcane, depending on the bamboo variety. Additionally, sugarcane grows in unique clusters of stalks, while bamboo grows in a more singular fashion. Finally, the leaves of sugarcane are much larger compared to the leaves found on bamboo. Sugarcane also gets a tasseled flower at the end of its stalk when it reaches maturity, something that bamboo does not share. Bamboo versus sugarcane, uses. You likely already know a few uses for both bamboo and sugarcane, and this is just another difference separating these two plants. For example, bamboo has countless uses, including home and furniture manufacturing, while sugarcane is primarily used in a culinary fashion. Sugarcane is also used as a biofuel, while bamboo is also used in culinary applications. Bamboo versus sugarcane, hardiness zones. Depending on the bamboo variety, there is a key difference in the preferred hardiness zones of sugarcane and bamboo. For example, sugarcane only grows best in hardiness zones 9 and 10, while bamboo grows anywhere throughout hardiness zones 5 through 10, depending on the variety. Some bamboo can handle colder temperatures than others, though sugarcane requires plenty of warm weather and sunlight in order to survive. Bamboo versus sugarcane, water and light needs. Speaking of needing sunlight in order to survive, there are some distinct differences in the care requirements of both bamboo and sugarcane. For example, sugarcane needs full sun throughout the day in order to produce adequate sugar crops, while bamboo can grow in direct sunlight or partial shade. While it depends on the variety, there are some differences in the water needs of both bamboo and sugarcane as well. Sugarcane prefers a moist environment, often grown in humid regions, while bamboo prefers that its roots do not sit in water. This is an important difference, especially if you plan on growing either of these plants in your own backyard.